Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about change, about the change that God wants to bring about in our life, the change He wants to bring about in the lives of others, and how we respond to each of those. Recognize that, well, we don't always like change, but we often need change. So each weekday morning, we're talking about some aspect of the change or our attitude in the midst of the change that we ought to live with. And as we walk this road of change with Jesus, we discover it's a road of action. Our weekday devotions have been following the points, each point of the sermon I shared this past Sunday. And so we've already talked and prayed about conviction, about humility. But change, well, generally requires that we do something. But this morning, as we think about this action, in the midst of change, we're also going to think about where the right action begins. 1 Peter 1, verse 13 says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed." He doesn't say, therefore, do something. That's not his full statement. Therefore, set your mind for action. One of the reasons that we often do not change, that we often do not accomplish what we want to accomplish, what we ought to accomplish, what we say we're going to accomplish is, well, we're not committed to it. It's a nice idea, but we've not set our mind toward that. You see, the reality is that our thoughts are where our actions begin. Our thoughts become our actions. It's the sum of our actions that become our character, who we are. And sometimes we are concerned about our character. We're concerned about how others see us. And we think, if I just change their perception, if I could just change their mind, well, we've got the thing backwards. We need to change our mind. That changes our actions. There are things in life that you probably accomplish, that I accomplish, because we've set our mind to it. Difficult things. Challenging things, scary things, things that we want to give up on, things that others think we'll give up on, things that the enemy wants to stop us from doing. And all of those influences to get us to stop are typically very effective, unless we've set our mind on it. I made up my mind. Let nothing sway you from the truth of God's Word. As a child, we would do a family vacation, typically every other Christmas break, farm together with my uncle's family, and so in order to make sure the livestock was cared for, we would alternate years. In our general destination, the vast majority of those years growing up was Florida. Nice place to be, southern Florida, in December when you're coming from northern Indiana. And on the way there, Dad would stop at almost anywhere that we found that we wanted to go to, if it was free. On the way home was a different story. Reminded me to some extent of the Bible saying that Jesus set his face like flint towards Jerusalem. When Dad turned the car towards home, it was set like flint towards home. He'd set his mind on action, on travel. There wasn't anything that was going to stop him. And I realize now, as an adult looking back, was that he wanted us to make the most of our vacation time. And so when it was time to point the car towards home, we had to be back. There wasn't time to sightsee and wander and do all of the things that we may have done on the way there. There was purpose. There was reason. As a child, I didn't know that. I didn't need to know that. And when we set our mind towards action, we understand that God has a purpose and reason that we may or may not understand fully. We may not know it. We trust it. We follow it. We do the things that he calls us to do through his word, through his spirit. And we measure the encouragement of others, the spurring on towards love and good deeds by the standard of God's word. Because people will encourage us to spur us on to things that are not love, that are not good deeds. And we set our mind toward action, being self-controlled, not being swayed by bad influence, by detours. My GPS, the one in particular that I've used for a long time, my truck now has it built in, and so I've not used the other one for quite a while, but it's one of those that, because I tend to wander when I drive, would almost constantly be in a state of recalculating. It had set its mind toward the destination I put in. And it was always trying to get me there from wherever I was at. I may have veered off the route. I may have taken a huge detour. I may have lost the route completely, but it knew. It knew the destination. And as much as electronic devices have a mind, it had set its mind, because I told it to, towards a certain spot. And it was constantly bringing me back. And that's this change that God wants to accomplish in our life. We set our mind on Jesus, the author, the perfecter, finisher of our faith, so that when he is revealed, we comprehend the fullness of his grace. And in the meantime, our actions are changed by a mind set on Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to know how you want us to live. You've given us your word and your spirit. You've given us the wise counsel of others who follow you. You've given us the wisdom and understanding to compare the counsel of others with the truth of your word. And God, today I pray specifically that you would help us to always set our mind for action. The action you want. That our mind would be set on things above. Our mind would be set on the truth of your word. Our mind would be set on the conviction and humility that we've talked and prayed about already this week. Our mind would be set on the change that you're doing in our life. It's not like we go home and change our clothes and it's done. It's a change process that continues day in and day out. And help our actions to reflect those changes that you're doing in our heart and mind. And Father, as we consider not just the change that you're doing in our life, but the changes that you're accomplishing in the lives of others, may our involvement be useful. May it benefit those around us. Most of all, may it benefit your kingdom. God, today, as we set our mind for action, may our mind and our heart and our words and our actions all lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.